Our second scripture from the New Testament is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Hear the word of God. Little children, you are from God and have conquered them, for the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And the world listens to them. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. And whoever is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is the word of God. Have you ever heard someone say the words, "God bless you"? How many times have you said those words yourself? You only have to sneeze to hear those words. The practice of saying "God bless you" after a sneeze began in the 6th century during the pontifical reign of Gregory the Great. A terrible sickness ravaged the peninsula of Italy. And often those who sneezed died. And so the Pope ordered prayers to be said against it, accompanied by the sign of the cross. And it was during this time that the custom of saying "God bless you" after a sneeze came to be established. But you just don't hear the phrase when someone sneezes. American presidents have the custom of ending speeches with the line, "And God bless the United States of America." You've heard that. Charles Dickens ends his classic Christmas story, A Christmas Carol, with the words, "And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us everyone." A coin dropped in a beggar's cup elicits a "God bless you." A surgeon saves the life of a child, and the parents of that child say to the surgeon, "God bless you, doctor." And the psalmist declares, "The Lord bless us and keep us and establish us in his way." God blesses people with well-being, prosperity, and quality of life. The blessing before a meal is an expression of thanks for God's provision. A benediction pronounced at the end of a worship service is the assurance to those who have been gathered that the grace of God goes with them. God's blessing is a gift, a favor granted without restriction. It derives and flows from the loving heart of God. In the book of Hosea, read by Kurt this morning, we are given an illustration of the loving heart of God and his many, many blessings. We find in the first book of the Minor Prophets one of the greatest stories of the Bible, the story of Hosea and his ungrateful wife, Gomer. Hosea was a preacher. One day the Lord came to him and said, "Hosea, I want you to marry a woman who is going to prove ungrateful and unfaithful to you. You are going to love her, and give her all kinds of blessings, but she is going to turn from your love. Nevertheless, the more faithless and ungrateful she becomes, the more faithful, the more generous you are going to be. I want you to do this because I want to give my people an illustration of the kind of love I have for them. Your marriage will be a pageant. You will play the part of God. The woman will play the part of my ungrateful people. I love my people with a consistent, with an unchanging love, and yet they take my love for granted and run from me and take other gods for them. Hosea did as God told him. He married a woman named Gomer, and the time came in the marriage when the events that God had foretold transpired. All the blessings she received from Hosea, she took for granted. Ungrateful, Gomer began to look around and caught the eye of a stranger. Before long, she left Hosea, and Hosea was alone. Now, the life of a woman like that goes downhill. For if she had left Homer for the company of a man who could give her a Cadillac and a fur coat, the year after that, she would find a man who could only give her a fur-lined collar and an Oldsmobile. And the year after that, she would be in fake fur, and she'd be driving a Volkswagen. And the year after that, she would be pulling something out of the garbage heap. So it was with Hosea's wife. The time came when she was found living with a man who didn't even have the means to take care of her, and she started to feel hunger. Now, said God to Hosea, I want you to go and see that Gomer, your wife, gets the things that she needs, because I take care of my people even when they run away from me. I shower them with blessings. Hosea went and bought groceries. He gave them to the man who was living with his wife, but Gomer didn't know that it was Hosea who gave these groceries to her. The story tells us she played the harlot and said, I will go after my lovers who give me my bread and water, my wool and flax, my oil and drink. For she did not know that I gave her grain and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold. Hosea blessed her with food and clothing and money, even though she didn't know it. Does God love you and me like that? Yes, He does. Haven't you ever run away from God? Of course you have. And what happened? God paid your bills. If you've been running away from God, don't you realize that it is God who's giving you the strength to run away? Here is a girl who says, I don't care about God, and I want nothing to do with institutional religion. And she goes off to college and gets drunk every Saturday night. She's living life, as they say, to the fullest. But who has given her life in the first place? Who has given her the strength of body and mind to study, to work, to endure the party life she's chosen? Isn't it God who has blessed her? Another person says, I want to get somewhere in this world. I want to be famous. So he goes to New York City and writes a book, which later becomes a movie. He makes a lot of money, but God says, who gave you the talent to write such a book? Didn't I, the Lord? Don't think that you can run away from God's love successfully. God pursues you. He gets before you and says, my child, I am the one who has been providing for you all the time. Won't you stop running and allow me to take you home with me? The final act of Hosea's drama was approaching. The time came when Gomer sank so low that she was sold as a slave in the city of Jerusalem. And God said to Hosea, "Go to her and buy her." Slaves were always sold without any clothing to shield their virtues. Thus, when a beautiful girl was on sale, her beauty was obvious and the bidding always went high. Here was Gomer, her clothes taken off, and the bidding began. One person bid 3 pieces of silver. Another said 5. Another 10, 12, 13. The low bidders gradually dropped out when Hosea said, 15 pieces of silver and a bushel of barley. Hosea paused and then responded, another person, 15 pieces of silver, a bushel of barley, and I'll give you more. And Hosea responded, 15 pieces of silver, a bushel of barley, and a half bushel of barley. And the auctioneer looked around. Do I hear any more bids? No bids were forthcoming. Sold for 15 pieces of silver, a bushel of barley, and a half bushel of barley. So Hosea took his wife, whom he now owned, put clothes back on her, and led her away into the crowd. You say, is that a true picture of God's love? Yes, it is. That is how God loves you and me. Listen to what the Bible says about it. Then the Lord said unto me, Hosea, go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord toward his people who look to other gods. So I bought her for myself for 15 pieces of silver and a bushel and a half of barley. And I said unto her, you shall abide with me many days, and you shall not play the harlot, and you shall not be for another man, and so also I will be for you. Oh, how consistent and unchangeable the love of Almighty God. God loves you and me like that. We are the slaves sold under the bondage of sin. We are the ones placed on the world's auction block. The bidding of the world goes higher and higher. What am I bid for this person's soul? At this point, Jesus, the faithful bridegroom, enters. He comes into the slave market of sin and bids the price of his own life. Sold to Jesus Christ for the price of his blood. And so Jesus bought you. He clothed you in his righteousness, and he led you away with himself, saying, you shall abide with me many days, and you shall not play the harlot, and you shall not be for another. So also I will be for you. After the pageant illustrating God's love, after the presentation of the story of Hosea's marriage, the buying back of his wife, the book of Hosea ends with a call to repentance. Hosea declares, return to the Lord your God, for you have fallen because of your iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away our sins and receive us by your grace. What is God's response? In hope and anticipation, welcoming the repentance of his people, God says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them and will be to them as the moist morning dew. Oh, the love of God, how amazing it is. Do you know this kind of love in your life? Do you realize that Jesus Christ loves you like that? And that He still loves you and will never stop loving you? To be touched with such love is to throw yourself at His feet in adoration. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. I will never let you go. The love of God is greater than the tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty one bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciles and rescues from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above? Would drain the oceans dry? Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure. His love, our hope, our song. Let us bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, how can we express our gratitude for Your love? You've gone even to the point of death to save us from our sin. We praise You and glorify Your name. Your love for us never ends. Amen. Let us